the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, This Friend for Hire. The starring players...
This is Veronica Lake.
And this is Alan Ware.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Paramount Pictures' exciting story of a killer, This Gun for Hire, by Henry Graham Greene. It stars Alan Ladd as Raven and Veronica Lake as Ellen. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in This Gun for Hire.
Strange how I got mixed up in the thing. Me, Ellen Graham, nightclub performer. Nightclub performer. That's simple enough. You get your cue and you go into your act. Sure. Only in this case, my cue was murder. Some of it I didn't know until later. And some of it I had to guess. But putting it all together now, I know it must have started that night. That rainy night in San Francisco. With a man I've never even seen.
Yeah? Who is it?
I brought you something, Baker. Open up.
Oh, so your boss decided to play ball, huh? Come in, friend, come in.
Make it fast, honey. Coffee's on.
Who's that?
Oh, don't worry. My secretary. You got the money?
Yeah. You got those papers?
Right here. You know, it's lucky you got here tonight. By tomorrow, these things would have been on their way to Washington. No hard feelings, though. I'm even willing to forgive your boss for using a nasty word like blackmail. Okay? Here you are. Now, I'll take the money. I said I'll take... that gun. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Too bad, sucker.
You killed him. You murdered him. No. Look at me like that. Not me.
Sorry. They said he'd be alone.
No, no, I'll do anything you say.
I'm sorry.
Best food in San Francisco, eh? Sure you won't have any lunch?
I'm not hungry.
I understand. They've got it all across the front page. You handle that job very well, my boy.
Did I?
Ugly people, blackmailers. Only one way to pay them off. Really, won't you have some dessert?
I'll have my cut, Johnson. I'm broke. You got yours, now I want mine.
Oh, yes, of course. Hey, it's in the Cicero.
Well, what are you doing in San Francisco, Gates?
Are you talking to me?
Well, aren't you Willard Gates of Los Angeles?
I'm afraid not. My name is Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honey, I could have sworn it.
That's the second guy that made that mistake.
Yes, it's... rather annoying. Have a peppermint? They're very good. I always carry them. They seem to...
Save it. Look, what about this dough? It's all intense.
Well, you wouldn't want 1,000 ones.
I guess not. But these had better be good.
Well, they're straight from the bank, just as I promised. Don't you trust me?
I don't trust anybody.
Yes, I see your point, of course. If those bills were bad, you wouldn't want to complain to the police.
I wouldn't have to. I'm my own police.
What do you mean? What would you do?
First, I'd find out who you're stooging for, the guy on top, the shy boy. And I'd give him what I gave Baker last night.
Oh, please.
Then I'd have put some of that blubber off of you.
I can't stand violence, not even talking about it. Raven, how do you feel when you're doing a job like that? Tell me.
I feel fine. Why?
Nothing. I just wondered, that's all. Hello?
Hello, Chief. This is Gates.
No, it's all right. I'm on a payphone. Took all my change to get Los Angeles. Listen, he's got the money. You can call the police. That's right, all tens. They can get the numbers from the bank. No, I'm staying up here for a couple of days. I've got a few things to finish up.
Oh, no, nothing like that. This is strictly business.
Strictly business. I guess that meant me. You see, Fletcher, my agent, had called me up. He said a Mr. Gates was in town buying talent for his nightclub in Los Angeles. Fletcher wanted to show, wanted me to show him my act. Told me the job was something very special. I wondered why Fletcher sounded so strange. But anyway, I went to his place the next afternoon and ran through my act for Mr. Gates. And when I finished...
Bravo, Miss Graham. Just what I need.
Looks like you're it, Ellen. Rehearsal tomorrow afternoon in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
At the Neptune Club. I'm the owner.
I'm impressed.
Oh, no, I'm impressed. Your act is charming. And so are you. I wonder if you'd have dinner with me tomorrow night.
Our agent says no.
But I don't always take my agent's advice.
And people ask me why I like this business. Tomorrow, then, my dear. Oh, and Fletcher, thanks for finding her. I'll send you a check to cover traveling costs.
You got him, Ellen. He's hooked.
Say, Fletcher, what is this? You told me to be extra nice to him and then...
Any questions? Come on in here.
Where?
Private office. Here she is, sir. Miss Graham? Senator Burnett, I guess maybe you two would like to be alone.
What is this, Senator? A snatch?
I'd prefer to call it a conference, Miss Graham.
Senators usually have conferences in places like this.
Hotel rooms have walls, and sometimes walls have dictaphones.
Oh.
I'll make it very brief. My committee is investigating certain powerful interests suspected of dealing with the enemy. For many reasons, we happen to think that Mr. Gates is in that group.
A nightclub owner?
In the daytime, he's an executive at Nitrochemical.
Oh.
We want to know why he's been seeing certain people, how he's involved with them, whether he's on his own or acting for Nitro.
But where do I come in?
Mr. Gates, it seems, has a familiar weakness.
Familiar? He's in before you answer the doorbell.
Fletcher is sure you can handle him. Will you?
Well, I've always considered myself a pretty decent citizen.
Thank you. When do you leave for Los Angeles?
Tonight.
Mr. Gates will take the same train, I presume?
I presume. After seeing the gleaming is, I can't imagine what would keep him here.
Hello, Mr. Raven. How's everything?
Okay. Want to pay my room bill. 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yes, sir. That's $18 even.
All I've got is a couple of tens.
Right you are. 18 out of 20. Ooh, nice new bills you got here, Mr. Raven. Make them yourself.
I don't think that's funny.
I'm sorry, Mr. Raven. No offense. Now, let me see.
See what?
Oh, we're supposed to check all $10 bills. The police are tracing some stolen money.
Stolen?
Yeah, a payroll robbery, I think. It's just a routine thing. I'm sure that...
What's the matter?
The numbers on these bills. The police... I mean, they're the same as...
Hand them over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You never saw them. You never saw them. You never saw me. Got that straight?
Yes, sir. I never saw anything.
And when I walk out of here, don't grab for that phone. I wouldn't want you to make me come back again.
No, sir.
Remember that. Gates is what those two guys call me. Yeah. Willard Gates of Los Angeles.
So he was on the train, too. And that was how I met him, just by accident. He took the seat next to me, slouched down, pulled his hat over his eyes, and went to sleep. But he wasn't sleeping. He was putting on an act. I began to wonder why. So after a while, I left my seat and walked down to the end of the car and got a drink. Then I came back and sat down. Then I waited a moment. And then I said... What's the matter? Are you broke? Come on, mister. You're not asleep.
You're talking to me? What do you want?
The $5 you just took out of my purse. Look, don't make me call the conductor. Hand it over and you'll forget it.
Okay. You win.
Thanks.
I gotta find someone in L.A. I'm short of cash or I wouldn't have taken it.
Well, if you need it that bad.
Never mind.
You want to borrow a dollar?
I'll get along.
Well, I hope your friend owes you something.
No. I owe him.
I don't get it. If you're broke, how can you pay him?
I can pay him. He's a fat man who likes peppermint, see?
I don't see. That's all right with me. Well, I'm going to try and get some sleep. Don't let me crowd you.
Don't worry. I won't.
Morning, sir. Up bright and early, sir.
That's right, Porter. I have to beat that crowd to breakfast. Diner up ahead?
Yes, sir. Second car, sir. Right through this coach.
Thanks. Trains are all so mobbed these...
It's through the coach, sir. You're going right. What's the matter, sir? Anything wrong?
No. No, I just changed my mind, that's all. I think I'll wait till we get to L.A. But I saw him, Tommy. He was on the train, sleeping with his head on his shoulder.
You know, the big boss ain't gonna like this much. You should have wired ahead to the police.
On what grounds? I'm not supposed to know what he looks like. I tell you, he's a killer. He'll come after me now.
What about that girl?
Oh, she's a nightclub performer. I hired her up north. Tommy, how could I guess she even knew him?
What are you going to do about her?
She's having dinner with me tonight.
Your place, huh? Up in the hills?
Yeah. Maybe she isn't working with Raven. Maybe you just sat down beside her. Maybe she...
The big boss don't like maybes. You better make sure.
Too bad it had to rain, Miss Graham. On a clear night, you can see all the city lights from here. It's rather beautiful.
Don't apologize. It's beautiful as it is.
Well, I'll agree to that with you here. You really honor my little place.
Little? I wonder what you'd call big. I bet this house takes a lot of servants.
Oh, no, just Tommy. He's the sort of combination chauffeur and cook. I don't like to have a lot of servants underfoot.
I see.
By the way, I looked for you on the train last night. I thought we might be in the same car.
I was in the coach. It's cheaper, you know.
Yes, but isn't it rather uncomfortable?
Well, not for an old trooper. Unless you're unlucky and your neighbor snores.
Were you unlucky?
Oh, no. I sat with a very charming old lady. She told me all about farming in Iowa. And... What's the matter?
You're lying. You do know him.
What are you talking about?
He's after me and you're helping him. He'll use that gun, the one he used on Baker.
Baker? You mean that...
But I'll protect myself. You hear that? I'll protect myself. Tommy! Tommy!
Tied up like a Christmas package, boss. Didn't even put a scratch on her. You know, the way she liked the ring, she ought to be...
Don't tell me, Tommy. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know how you're going to do it.
Okay, okay. It's just between me and the reservoir.
I'll be at the club. I'll wait till you come. Be careful, Tommy.
Oh. Relax, sister. The bad man's going away. Yeah? We'll be going, too, pretty soon. When there's no one around the reservoir. Sure. Pretty soon.
You know, it's bad luck to whistle in the house.
Huh? Who are you?
I just told you. Bad luck.
Oh, get...
Yeah, take a shot of that liquor. It'll do you good.
No. I'm all right now. You're after Gates, aren't you?
I got here too late. You must have gone out the front as I came in the back.
But how did you ever find the place?
Phone books got numbers. They got addresses, too. What's Gates got against you?
He saw us on the train. He thinks I'm your girl.
How'd he catch up with you?
I work at his nightclub.
Yeah. We'll have to get out of here. Somebody might have heard the gun. There's a car in the garage.
Won't do you any good. I'll get you. You can't go around killing people.
Who knows I killed him, except you.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say? What is it? What are you going to do?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Have you ever noticed this when you close your eyes? Your sense of touch is sharpened and your fingers are suddenly a lot more sensitive. Try it. Shut your eyes now and run your fingertips slowly over your face. Do you feel those dry little flakes? Do you feel those tiny, rough particles of skin? Well, that's the dry tissue nature is trying to throw off. It must be removed. Otherwise, it will clog and stretch the pore openings. But even worse, it will ruin the effect of your face powder. For face powder can't stay on flaky skin. It's bound to look rough, patchy, and uneven. But you can remove those dry particles of skin so quickly. And in a gentle, soothing way with Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. All you do is rub Lady Esther face cream well into your skin. Wipe it off. And along with it come all those dry flakes, all those rough, clinging particles. And as soon as they've gone, the vibrant, young, new skin beneath is revealed, often making as much as a 10-year difference in your appearance. Now, you don't need to take my word for all this. You can prove it in 30 seconds with a patch test. Just rub Lady Esther face cream on one side of your face. Wipe it off and apply your face powder. Then compare that side of your face with the other and see the difference. Feel the difference with your fingers. Your friends will tell you how much younger and lovelier you look. So make this convincing test tonight if you possibly can. You'll find Lady Esther four-purpose face cream wherever good cosmetics are sold.
Lady Esther, Screen Guild players in Act Two of This Gun for Hire, starring Veronica Lake and Alan Ladd.
That was his mistake for Carl. You see, Gates got nervous. He decided he'd go home and have a look. So he went, and he looked. And he found... what was there?
Hello. Hello. Listen, there's been a murder at my home. My chauffeur, somebody killed him and stole my car. Yes, a 1941 Buick sedan, 9C6703. You've got to find him, you hear? And remember, he's dangerous. He's a killer. Whoever took that car is a killer.
We were near North Hollywood when they spotted us. But he turned to the hills and put on the gas. Somehow up in those winding roads, he managed to lose them. We hid the car behind some trees, and then we left the road and cut through the brush. Almost an hour in the wet and the dark. And just when I thought I was going to drop, we found the shack.
Crummy, Joy. But it's empty.
And dry. Can you light a match?
I guess so.
There's a bit of a candle there.
Okay. It'll do till morning.
And then what? Gates. You know, I don't like him very much either. In a way, you might say I'm after him, too.
1 minute earlier at that house and I'd have had him.
Well, I think I know where he's going to be in the morning.
Where?
In his office.
Where's that?
You have to tell me something first. I want to know what you've got against him.
I did a job for him. Paid me off in hot money. Wanted me in the pen where I couldn't talk.
What was the job?
Your turn now.
You haven't told me.
I said it's your turn.
Is it nitrochemical?
Thanks. You got to fill his belly with something sweet. The money man behind him.
Who's that?
I don't know yet. If Gates will tell me, I'll pump it out of him. What's that? Hey, it's a cat. Hey, this is good luck. Cats bring you luck.
Nicholas.
All skin and bones. Must be hungry.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Skinny. We got nothing to feed you.
You like cats, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on their own. They don't double-cross you.
This one could do with a friend. So could you.
What are you trying to do, make me go soft? Well, you can save your oil. I don't go soft for anybody, see?
The rain has stopped.
Yeah. Ought to be light in a couple of hours.
And then Gates?
Yeah. And then Gates.
You sound as though you'd get a kick out of it.
You've never done it.
Have you?
You don't know.
Have you? You killed Baker, didn't you? Gates told me. That's what he paid you for, wasn't it?
Yeah, with hot money.
Who's the man behind him?
That's what I want to find out.
Maybe I can help you. You got any ideas?
Baker was blackmailing the guy behind Gates. Going to send a letter to Washington. I got it from him and gave it a Sweet Tooth.
What was in it?
Some papers, some kind of arithmetic on it.
Like a chemical formula?
How should I know?
Was the letter going to Senator Burnett?
Burnett? Yeah, I think so. There was a name on the envelope.
Then I know what it was.
What?
Gas. Poison gas. They're selling it to our enemies.
So?
So tomorrow they'll be dropping it on our boys. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
What's the matter, Puss?
Did you hear what I said? It's important. This war is everybody's business. Yours, too.
Mr. Gates is still eating his peppermints. That's my business.
Stop thinking about yourself for a minute and start thinking about...
Hi, John. Listen. How's that light? Quiet, Skinny. Quiet, I tell you, you gotta be...
I saw a light in that shack. Keep your flash on it, Mike. If he's in there, we got him covered, Lieutenant. Hey, you in the shack. Come out of there. Listen, smart guy, we got every foot of these hills covered. We just sit here till morning and smoke you out. Mike, go bring up some more of the boys.
Right, sir.
Guess it doesn't matter now. You can let the cat up.
It's dead.
Let it up.
It's dead. I killed my own luck. Just a few more hours. That's all I needed. Just a few more hours.
But if you had them, I suppose you'd still go after Gates.
What do you want me to do? Send him some candy?
No, I want you to make him talk. Tell who's behind him, names, everything, a signed confession. Don't you see? That's more important than killing him. It's important to your country.
Take your hands off me.
But look.
Get away from me, I said. Get away from me and keep your mouth shut.
We light them now. Be almost impossible to make a break then. There's too many of them out there.
You want that stuff in Gates pretty bad, don't you?
Yes. I'd give almost anything to get it.
Okay. Then I got a proposition. Help me out of here and I'll get it for you.
How could I?
Still dark enough. You got that raincoat, you can wear my hat. Make up your mind, it's 50-50 my neck if they double-cross me.
All right. It's a deal.
You go out the door, start down the hill. With those lights on, they'll see you. But don't run, or they'll know it's a woman. When they spot you, pull her into the brush and hide. That'll give me time to get out the back window. Stall as long as you can and come out with your hands up.
Okay. You're doing a fine thing, you know. And that's not sucker talk, either.
Go on. Get going.
What do you mean he got away? You told me I had him trapped last night. Now look, Commissioner, I want some protection. I've got my rights as a citizen. I have some influence. I'm going to hold you responsible. He got away. He'll be coming after me. Miss Williams! Miss Williams! Miss Williams, I want you to... Raven.
out, move.
Craven, you wouldn't. You wouldn't kill an innocent man. It wasn't my fault. I was taking orders.
From who? Who are you stooging for?
Brewster. He's the head of Nitro. I was just an agent, honest.
Where did Baker figure?
He was holding us up. He knew we were selling to the highest bidder. Brewster told me to get rid of him.
Okay. Take that sheet of paper. Write down what you just said to me and sign your name.
Oh, listen, Raven, I'm a rich man.
I'll pick up that pen. Pick it up while you still can.
There it is, Raven, the whole story. What are you going to do now?
First, I'm going to read it, see, and then I'm going to hand it over to...
Mr. Gates, the police are here to... Oh.
The cops are... One final double cross.
No, Raven, wait!
Hey, Lieutenant, there it is.
Put down that gun. Put it down, I...
Perhaps that very last moment before he died. He looked up at me and sort of smiled and said...
You played square, didn't you? Yeah, I thought you would. I thought you would.
For contributing your fine performances to the support of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here is a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Do you know exactly what happens when you apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream? I'll tell you. First, your skin is cleaned. Clean gently, but thoroughly. Even the stubborn, deeply embedded dirt in the pore openings is eased out and wiped away. Second, Lady Esther face cream softens your skin, loosens and absorbs the dry, clinging flakes. That makes your face powder look much smoother and lovelier. Third, Lady Esther face cream helps nature refine the pores, helps the stretched pore openings return to normal, and that makes your skin look much finer and more delicate. And fourth, Lady Esther face cream leaves a perfect base for powder, smooth as satin. Remember, you can prove all this in 30 seconds with a patch test. Just rub Lady Esther face cream on one side of your face, wipe it off, and apply your powder. Then compare that side of your face with the other. See and feel the difference. Compare results with those from any other cream, regardless of price. Make the patch test tonight if possible. You can get Lady Esther four-purpose face cream wherever good cosmetics are sold.
The Lady Esther Screen Guild players were present abroad with Two Yanks that will star Dennis O'Keefe, William Bendix, and Marjorie Reynolds. Veronica Lake can currently be seen in Paramount's Technicolor production, Bring On the Girls. Alan Ladd will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Saldy O'Rourke. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.